Elon Musk, woke mind virus led to estrangement from transgender son. By Lucas Nolan on July 23, 2024. Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has attributed the estrangement from his transgender son to what he terms the woke mind virus, explaining this experience has caused him to vow to destroy the woke mind virus. In a recent interview with Dr. Jordan Peterson, Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and owner of X, formerly Twitter, made strong statements regarding his estranged transgender son and the state of gender politics in America. Musk claimed he was tricked into agreeing to gender-affirming procedures for his child during the COVID-19 pandemic, a decision he now vehemently opposes. Musk's 20-year-old son Xavier Alexander Musk, now using the name Vivian Jenna Wilson, legally changed his name and gender in June 2022 at the Santa Monica Courthouse in California. In his petition for the change, Xavier expressed a desire to sever ties with his biological father, stating, "I no longer live with or wish to be related to my biological father in any way, shape or form." The tech mogul described the experience as losing his child, referring to the concept of deadnaming, the act of using a transgender person's birth name. "They call it deadnaming for a reason. The reason they call it deadnaming is because your son is dead," Musk stated in the interview. Musk's comments have reignited discussions about gender-affirming care, particularly for minors. He referred to alleged gender reassignment surgery as child mutilation and sterilization, echoing a growing sentiment among some medical professionals. The billionaire entrepreneur claimed that such procedures are performed on individuals far below the age of consent. Musk also blamed his son's school for the woke mind virus that invaded the teen's thinking. Xavier attended the elite Crossroads Prep School, which is the focus of a chapter in Andrew Breitbart's first book, Hollywood Interrupted. Musk also has criticized Crossroads in the past, as Breitbart News previously reported. Breitbart's book devoted nearly a whole chapter to Crossroads, an example of what the conservative firebrand considered warped Hollywood child-rearing. Even by the standards of a liberal education system, Breitbart found practices that were unusually bizarre, including cross-dressing day and ménage à prom, in which students purchased tickets in groups of three. Andrew Breitbart speaks during the final day of the American Conservative Union's Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, February 12, 2011, in Washington, D.C., photo by Brendan Smiawowski / Getty Images. This is the school that Elon Musk is now saying brainwashed his son, Xavier Alexander Musk, who is now a transgender daughter, going by the name Vivian Jenna Wilson. Breitbart News reported last year that Musk's son said he no longer wanted to be related to my biological father in any way, shape or form. In interviews with journalist Walter Isaacson, who is releasing a biography of the multi-billionaire SpaceX founder, Musk said he supported his son's decision to transition, but that Wilson then became a fervent communist and broke off all contact with him. Xavier Alexander Musk is one of six children Musk shares with his ex-wife, Canadian author Justine Wilson. The couple divorced in 2008, and Wilson has maintained a relatively low public profile compared to her famous ex-husband. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.